Now it's time for some of the letters to the evening news. There is always a variety of topics on the letter page of the evening news, usually on very topical local issues. We hope our choice of a few this week will interest you. In last week's edition, you heard complaints of so-called rat running caused by the long-term closure of the part of the ring road being Sweetbriar Road. Mike Howman of Norwich has a different view. Please, oh please, can we limit the use of this derogatory phrase to the situation that merits it? Ben Hardy's article is headed, "Despair over rat running after the city road closed." Helston Road, Low Road, Helston and Helston Hall Road have all seen greatly increased traffic since the disastrous long-running full closure of Sweetbriar Road, an essential part of Norwich Ring Road. Rat running, as I understand it, refers to motorists taking unnecessary diversions down small, usually residential streets to avoid slow traffic on the normally used main highways nearby. The roads mentioned above are in themselves main traffic routes, albeit not so important as Sweetbriar Road, but are the only routes able to take the diverted traffic. Stop referring to them as rat runs. On a more general note, the willingness of Norwich City Council, bowing to Norfolk County Council's apparent wishes to stifle traffic movement throughout Norwich, have systematically trimmed to the main routes around the city, distributing the free flow of traffic. The endless, sometimes pointless roadworks and emphases on pedestrianisation force astute motorists to find their own routes in order to keep moving, hardly rat running. Pollution limitation is almost impossible with long queues of slow-moving or stationary traffic, so any means of increasing movement is to be applauded, not sneered at.
A constant in the news is climate change and alternative power sources. Wind turbines are controversial and cause great debate. Philip Spencer of Great Frensham is very much in favour. Significant numbers of Tory MPs are whining that wind turbines on land are an eyesore. Have they read the current IPCC report, which makes clear the severity of the climate crisis we are facing, unless urgent action isn't taken? In this context, moaning about loss of visual amenity is pathetic. Note that when it comes to road building, HS2, building development, nuclear power stations, overhead power cables, all of which spoil the view and worse for many, then the government has no qualms about insisting that they go ahead. Onshore wind is quick to build and remove, a proven technology, cheap and clean. Against it? Well, some people think it spoils the view. I see the wind turbines at North Pickenham and on the Swaffham Bypass most days. What's the problem? Anyone opposing onshore wind has to explain the alternative that is going to provide carbon-free energy quickly. Standing in the way of one of the solutions to the climate crisis, and yes, it is a crisis, is shocking and unforgivable.
Tim Clayland of Drayton goes further with his ideas on wave power. With the proposed building of more wind turbines for the North Sea, is it not time for each of these structures to have tidal turbine generators built onto the base structure? We have constant strong tides running down the area and the wiring could be linked to the wind turbine base relatively easily. Tides are constant and are not reliant on wind strength. There must be a way of harnessing all that power for extra benefit while we wait for other sources to come on stream.
On a different note, state pensions, a very short tongue-in-cheek letter from Martin Throssell of Wortham. Like millions of others, I have just received notice of the untriple locked increase in my state pension. But in September, when I am 80, I qualify for an extra 25p a week. So all my money worries will soon be over.